too warm for October. But you wouldn't hear us complain how the summer was holding on, and the day was half gone when we finally struck out north. But I knew we were never gonna be on time. Truth was, back then I didn't really mind.
This is J.D. Doyle, and thank you for stepping in to check out part two of Out Radio. And I'm very pleased to bring you this time two artists who are very different musically, but both, I think, extremely talented. We'll visit a little later with Lori Michaels, who has been called affectionately the Dyke Diva. She's ready to get you out of your seat. But first, I'm going to share with you some terrific folk music from a Canadian artist named Amy Campbell. I don't often quote music reviews on my show, but I'm going to this time as it gets to the point so quickly. Cindy Filipenko in Horizons magazine said, "Simply put, Campbell is well poised to one day inherit Joni Mitchell's place as Canadian's quintessential female singer-songwriter." That's very high praise, of course, but I can see her point. The latest CD is called O Heart, O Highway, and one thing I learned from talking with Amy is that she is from Newfoundland, and she told me they talk very quickly there.
Oh Heart, Oh Highway is a concept piece that tells a story. We start on disc one in chapter one, and we follow our hero through the sort of breakdown and questioning of the life that she knows through a book in the middle, which marks this turning point of realization and things that she needs to let go. And disc two, which includes the last part of the story, talks about the freedom and learning that comes from traveling and having new experiences and hopefully gaining a little wisdom by the end of it.
The album's been out a little while. Can you tell me what song gets the most attention?
The song Horizon tends to get picked up on a lot. It's been on a couple of compilation CDs, and it tends to be the first one people play. There's also a song called Oh Heart, Oh Highway, the title track. Kind of the other end of the spectrum. Horizon is more of an upbeat kind of driving tune, and Oh Heart, Oh Highway is more of a sort of spacious ballad. So those are the two that people tend to look at first.
Could you tell me about Horizon?
Horizon is set in Newfoundland, which is where I grew up. For those of you who may not know, that's the easternmost province of Canada. It's an island, and it's sort of set on this drive between the city where I grew up out to the little outport where my grandparents met when they were children. And I'm just talking about the drive and the contemplation, driving out to my ancestral home, my family in the car, and saying goodbye.
Justin plus Justine, and the land was rolling by you, but your eyes were on the dash, fixed on instruments to keep your mind from fixing on the past. You've been chasing that horizon, letting slip out of your mind that horizons are illusions, water never touches sky. You've been tilting at those windmills, taking swings and monsters right behind your eyes. But the past will always be the past, my love. Choose wisely what you carry, you can only take so much. Just leave behind those parts that never meant to disappoint you or forget the things you told. It's just that when the house is empty, it starts to feel so cold. Still, your evidence surrounds me, and it's threatening to drown me. And there's people all around me
once looked but never found me. Don't you think I know I've lost it? I fell short of that bright promise, but I know I did. But the past will always be the past, my love. Choose wisely what you carry. You can only take so much. Just leave behind those parts that tore you up. Years of losing faith feels like nothing faced with 80 years of life lived in that grace. And I hope that you were happy, and I think probably you were. And I promise I'll do better with my days left on this earth. The island sky was gray the way the island sky should be, and the spray paint on the rock face read Luke 2013. And the land rolled down in water to the ships that sailed no more. Where I left you sleeping soundly with a view down to the shore, you said the past will always be the past, my love. Choose wisely what you carry. You can only take so much. Just leave behind. Chasing that horizon, you've been running for some time. But horizons are illusions, water never touches sky. You fell short of that bright promise, baby, but I know you tried.
And how about the song, O Heart, O Highway?
O Heart, O Highway is a drive in a different geography. Most of these songs can be placed on a highway somewhere. O Heart, O Highway is sort of set between New York and Boston on the highway there. It's another one of these kind of letting go, things falling away, things that had been carried with all sorts of weight and feeling really heavy, suddenly falling away and not feeling so important.
Somehow the living join the wallflowers and the misfits. And love's wrong, I will quit writing you letters and getting back to writing songs. I guess it just took all these years to get tired of running strong. Somehow in this moving came the peace for which I longed. And some nights in the bright lights, a sweet and open heart will find your arms. 24 hours and I don't know if I was smitten. If you were with your city, that goodbye sure did feel like a pity. 'Cause somehow my city got home dead. And somehow the living got hard. As all of the things that I'd hoped for, one by one became things that I'd lost. Oh, heart. Oh, highway. I would have missed all this if you had not denied me.
Are you the character in the story?
Well, it's not an autobiography, but it's not unconnected. I like to call it like National Enquirer reporting. I take one little detail that may come from my life or the life of somebody close to me and put it under a microscope and sort of blow it up. And once I decide that I'm making a song, I release it from any responsibility to report the truth of my life. Now it's about creating the artwork. So it's connected at various points and in various ways to my story, certainly, but I wouldn't claim it's factually accurate.
Please tell me about the song St. Christopher.
Oh, St. Christopher. That is driving between Toronto, Ontario, and Ottawa, Ontario. There was a literal moment where I was driving back and taking a different exit than I would have taken in the past. And I just had that moment where I thought, you know, I'm just going to send out a little hymn to the patron saint of travelers. And I'm not Catholic, so it's, again, not literal, but driving is the metaphor for the emotional journey as well.
There's no denying that I'm passing by. The exit used to bring me home to you. We've all lost and found love by now a time or two. It's just that I have never lost the love of nobody quite the same as you. Just make it tragic and I'll go, sweet Juliet, to my hopeless Romeo. You'll be fine someday, I'm sure. And I've lost so many things, what's one more? One need have I for St. Christopher? I got your picture in my mind. I decorate the dash with souvenirs of loving you and leaving you behind. Passing scenery sometimes takes me the way you used to. Sun going down behind me, you in your town behind me. I was only ever passing through. Just make it tragic and I'll go, sweet Juliet, to my hopeless Romeo. I'll be fine someday, I'm sure. And you've lost so many things, what's one more? Me. You'd be sleeping in the seat beside me. I'd be taking you home, taking you home. And up and I could stay a while before I go. Just make it tragic and I'll go. Sweet Juliet, I am your hopeless Romeo. We'll be fine someday, I'm sure. We've lost so many things. We've lost so many things. One need have I for St. Christopher. I got your picture. One need have I. The sun going down behind me. You in your town behind me. Oh, St. Christopher. Oh, St. Christopher. Take me home.
One more. Please tell me about this poetry.
Oh, this poetry. I'm walking in this song. I'm not driving. in disc one, we have a lot of sort of walking around the city that has been so familiar and is suddenly strange because of life events. And this poetry is this sort of moment of insight where I think all these things that seem so important, maybe they need to be let go. Maybe the sort of the grip and the holding needs to be loosened to let things breathe and maybe start to make some sense.
You know, I love both CDs, but that song is the one that really grabbed me for some reason.
This poetry?
Yeah.
This poetry is funny because when we were recording it, now that's the one that sort of morphed the most in the recording process. I had been doing it as sort of a, you know, barefoot Joni Mitchell-esque intense ballad, and my bass player at the time, Dan Fortin, he put in that sort of bouncing, syncopated bass line, and suddenly the song just took on a whole new life in my mind. And of all the tunes, that's the one that that sort of blossomed. I feel like the arrangement blossomed in a way I really wasn't expecting during the recording process.
Who could say which one was chicken, which one egg? So many things get lost, baby. So many things just changing. And you have been so many things to me along the way. I've kept in vigil at your doorway, and I've tried to see it your way. I've cultivated sadness oh so bright on all those sleepless nights. Love could never be the ground we stand on, but love has gotta be the air we breathe. And I know that I breathe easier when I feel your eyes on me. This poetry of you and me is bigger still than I can see. I get caught up in the one verse and we stay here far. It's time, my love, to sing another song. Love is far too precious, and we waste so much time fighting over what to call it, where to put it, how to do it. Why can't we just be it? I'll be yours and you'll be mine. But I'll move on, I'll be fine, I always am. This time I love the thing you made of me. Even if you can't, and if this road comes back again, hope things are better, I hope we'll fit together. Cause love could never be the ground I stand on, but love has always been the air I breathe. I know that I breathe easier when you're sleeping next to me. The poetry of you caught up in the one verse, and we've stayed here far too long. Maybe it's time, my love, to sing another song.
I just love that song. This poetry from Amy Campbell's double album, O Heart, O Highway. And as her website has a Canadian address, you'll find her at www.amycampbell.ca. Okay, take a breath. I just did, because I'm going to totally change the music. But I think you can handle it, because the reward is hearing from Lori Michaels. Her latest CD is called Living My Life Out Loud, so let's jump right in with the title track.
It seems like Living My Life Out Loud is much more than an album title to you.
It certainly is. I handpicked that that title of the album. Actually, I heard the name of the song first, and that I knew I was going to shape the album entirely around that. And it's really empowering for me. It's much more than just proclaiming to the world that, you know, I am an out artist. It's about, you know, the freedom and the ability to really be proud of who I am and try my best to live my best life.
Stars wouldn't fade away. How to never ever justify all of the choices that I've made. I've been burning like a fire in the midst of the rain. I know you can feel my desire, but can you feel my pain? Now baby, you had me in a corner. It was the right place, right time. You were a wannabe high roller until I looked deep in your eyes. A big surprise. I thought the world of you. It took me long to realize. Then I learned the truth. See, everyone told me I should have known better. You turned my trust into your broke-ass lies. Words hit harder than hate in any weather. I should have pressed fast forward or rewind. I gotta save myself from the storm. I can't give up right now. Why you living it up and down? I'm gonna show the world. And it's driving me up a wall. And while you're crying out my name, I won't catch you when you fall. Cause you're too much to carry. Not to mention you did me wrong. I know it ain't necessary, but you're making me headstrong. It's so hard to move on. The world is seeing my bad days. Rumors chasing me for so long. Dig it. Me and the girls ain't just a face. Don't mean to put the guilt on you, but I gotta do what I gotta do. You've been acting so lame, well, playing your dirty games. Everyone told me I should have known better. You turned my trust into your broke-ass lies. Words hit harder than hate in any weather. I should have pressed fast forward or rewind. I gotta save myself from the storm. I can't give.
I'm really excited about the new album, to be able not only to share my music, but to get out there and really put forth, you know, the celebration of diversity and life and just having fun and being able to share that with everybody.
It's always interesting to hear an artist describe their own music. Will you do that for me?
My music is a fusion of a few different styles, pop, dance, rock, a little bit of soul, a little bit of R&B. And I think I grabbed a few different types of artists in my that, you know, that have influenced me to put forth this album.
You know, I had a misconception about it when I first played it. You know, I played mm-hmm. more than once. The dance music grabs you so much that I had started thinking this was more of a dance album. And this morning I went back through track by track and said, No, it's really very balanced.
Well, that's great. I really wanted to take the listener through a journey when I wrote the album and selected the musicians and the producers that helped me on the album. It was really a time in my life where I wanted to give it all and show the side of what was going on and present a big picture rather than just locking into one sound, because there's so many different sides to me, and I wanted to be able to share that with everybody, from the pop songs, the dance songs, to the love songs, because I'm really a love song person at heart.
Who would you say your audience is?
I hope everyone. I hope that there's a song or there's a piece of a song or a show that will grab somebody and be able to communicate a message and maybe inspire someone to feel something or do something. I don't know. We perform in so many different venues, and it's always interesting to meet different types of people, different backgrounds, and to have them tell their story and say, "I love that song" or "I love that line." So I guess it's a little bit of everyone. At least I hope that.
Tell me about Me and the Girls.
Me and the Girls is one of my favorite shows to perform anywhere, anytime. It's very upbeat, it's energetic, and the girls and I always have a good time together. And it's been a really great show for me to be able to show my dancing, my performing, and just to have a good time.
From the video clip I saw online, it looks like mm-hmm. a very hot show.
We've been told that. I don't know how hot, but we've been told it's pretty hot. I'm very lucky. I get to share the stage with a few talented, beautiful women and sometimes men as well. And under the Me and the Girls umbrella, and we've been having a really good time doing that. Especially at the Pride festivals, we've been having a really great time.
Have you gotten any criticism for it suggesting maybe too sexual an act?
You know what? I think that's just everybody's going to have their own opinion, and sometimes you get good reviews and sometimes you get bad. So you just have to embrace it all, and it is entertaining. And we also try to through our music just try to reach audiences and let the world be aware that being gay is not a bad thing at all.
Which song on the CD is getting the most attention?
You know, we've had various responses from different people. I think, you know, we're trying to put the Meet Me at the Party, the fun song out there. And then there are people who, you know, are very attached to Unconditionally because it's the wedding song. And some people with the song The Right, because of the whole gay marriage thing, have expressed a strong liking to that as well. I think it just depends on everyone's tastes and what we're doing right now with the album, which we're hoping to just put it all out there and see what people like.
Tell me about the song Get It Through Your Head.
Get It Through Your Head. That's a fun one to perform and to sing and to listen to. It's got a great groove, really funky track. It's also written by the same songwriter who wrote Living My Life Out Loud. So it had a great feel, and I wanted to start the album off with a great kick, and that's track one. And It's just about that person that you kind of make a mistake with, and you're trying to clean up that mistake by saying get it through your head and stop stalking me. But you're also trying to cover up your own little mistake there.
It is a grabber.
Yeah. Sometimes people grab you like that.
Those eyes I can't forget. I told myself over and over, snap out of it, get a grip now. You keep creeping to me when you know it ain't alright. It's looking like I got something to hide. I have some explaining to do, and it wouldn't be a pretty sight.
Just get it through your head that I'm not about to let myself go. To your evil ways, she can't know. You're calling me, you keep stalking me. Like I said, get it through your head. Don't believe that you can change my mind. I take it, boy, this ain't the first time that you want what you can't have. So get off my back, enough said. Get it through your head. Get it through your head.
the nerve to tell me it's a small world. We're trying to make best friends with my girl, acting like we just met. I regret ever having anything with you. We never talk about what happened last night. Just put it in the past and say goodbye. On the contrary, it's only temporary. Can't you just leave it alone?
Get it through your head that I'm not about to let myself go. To your evil ways, she can't know that you're calling me. You keep stalking me, like I said. Get it through your head. Don't believe that you can change my mind. I take it, boy, this ain't the first time that you want what you can't have. So get off my back, enough said. Get it through your head. Whoa, you're gonna do damage control, 'cause it's killing my soul. She doesn't know. Now I'm made up my mind, I can't be so blind. Just trade something sweet. She is worth everything. Erase my number from your phone. Is that too much to ask? You don't know me, and I don't know you. So get it through your head. Get it through your head.
Tell me about the song Girl Thing with Felony.
Oh, I love doing Girl Thing, and I was so thrilled that Felony agreed to throw her talent on the track. It was a fun one to write because I've been told that I've been grabbing some attention from the straight women out there, and it just is a really fun track to be able to do and tease the straight women and grab the guys with I don't think any guy has a problem with seeing two girls doing their thing. So it was fun to do Girl Thing.
I saw her when the Homo Revolution Tour came to Houston.
Oh, she's fantastic. She really inspired me to write that song. Even before I asked her, I knew that I was going to approach her with the opportunity to be on the track. And I was so glad that she agreed to do it. And I think it really came out. I mean, she really, really added some great flavor onto that track. Great style.
What your man got to do with me? You see me rolling up in my Mercedes. Been hanging round my way much more than lately. I'm noticing the lack of your attention to your man, so is it safe to mention? I think about the two of us,
loving all of us,
and all the stuff that we can do.
So you start it up,
just see the word and let it loose.
Go give it up,
without fuss, I'm in no rush. Just think about the two of us,
nice and
all the
me stop, feel my drop, and I make a change. It's all about this girl thing. You can't deny what you got inside, cause you know I'll do you right. Hey, hey, hey. Or should I say maybe? I'm not gon' take for granted that your body's slamming. I hear your body whining for me to come and grab it. It's okay, baby girl, I know you're about it. But with your man talking, just in that loser walking. Love, I'm bona fide to keep it loud, let's get it started. Lay with them legs parted, now feel that lottie dotty. I'm guaranteed to break you off, baby girl, it's felony, hey.
She's not into the girl thing.
Get into the girl thing.
It's okay for some good to get.
Are the lyrics of some of your songs bisexual?
I have to say they are. You know, when I was younger, I was boy crazy, and I started dating girls in high school, and then I went back and forth a little bit, not because any other reason than I found that it was about the person and not about the color or the man or female, and now I'm very comfortable with just saying, I found peace and happiness in a woman, and that's who I am. So
what reactions have you had to performing songs with gay or bi lyrics?
Sometimes it's interesting with the lesbian audience, the real hardcore lesbians, because they typically don't want to hear about you singing about guys. They're like, well, you're not a real lesbian. I don't know what that means. I'm an entertainer, and there are a lot of people that I just try to tell my story and just put out there the way I feel. And I've gotten really, really positive responses. I'm an out artist, so LGBT community is where my focus, my main audience comes from, and I embrace everybody, I guess.
I do understand that reaction because, I do radio and I want to do queer radio. And for example, I got a cabaret album this week or so ago from a guy, wonderful, wonderful cabaret singer. And at least two of the songs are sung to women. And they're obviously, he didn't write them, but I just don't believe it. I don't buy the song when I know the artist is gay singing to a woman.
Right. I tend to agree. In this day and age, especially the music business, when people are still not able to be who they are for whatever reason, the story on my album just brings pieces of where I've been, who I am, and hopefully where I'm going with my music. But, I really try to stay true to, trying to bring quality music and a quality sound and also telling a good story.
I've read you've been called the Dyke Diva. Comment about that.
That started from a drag queen, actually. And I was so happy and so thrilled because you know that you're fierce when a drag queen says work and when they say be Dyke Diva. And I just got such a kick out of it, and it just kind of has stuck for a very long time and has become part of it, all the intros and part of every time I perform. And I think it's really cool. The word dyke is such a strong, harsh word, and I think to be able to paint a prettier picture around that and just make it a little bit more hot, a little bit more fierce and fabulous, I think it's really cool.
It'd be a great album title, but I don't think you're going that direction, really.
No, not right now, but Living My Life Out Loud is a little bit more appropriate.
Is the song The Right about gay marriage?
For me, it is, and I hope for many people. When Curtis King first played me that song at the studio, I cried. I had goosebumps and the tears were coming down, and I said, I have to have that song on my album. I have to perform that song because it truly is the story. It tells the story for a lot of gay people out there who, you know, legitimately don't have the right to be who they are and to marry the person that they love unconditionally.
If I had the right, I would take you by the hand, share with you my life, show you everything I am. If I had the right, then I would tell you that I love you. I do. If I had the right, I would look into your eyes, sweep away all your pain. From me you cannot hide. If I had the right, I would say everything is alright, alright. If I had the right, you would never have to fear. I'd be your guiding light, and love would never disappear. If I had the right, this dream together forever. Society would judge us and say that we were born, but is there anyone who can cast a stone? Though I may never have you, I'll always love you.
Just in time to include in this show, Lori sent me two brand new songs. These are not on the album Living My Life Out Loud, but are available digitally on MP3 websites. So I'm very pleased to share them, Rebound and Wild Ride.
Time. Never really wanting the love of a lifetime. Beginnings, happy endings, sometimes there are no signs. Take what's right in front of us, forget the long lines. It's crazy, it's true.
We both claim to want the simple life.
Thanks to Lori for sending me her new songs, Rebound and Wild Ride, and thanks to you for joining me on this segment. This is J.D. Doyle for Out Radio, and don't forget, there's one more segment this month, packed full of music and including some songs I'm pretty sure you've never heard before. Again, the latest full-length album by Lori Michaels is called Living My Life Out Loud. And I save for last the very fun song, Meet Me at the Party. Find out more about Lori at, now pay attention, www.lorimichaelsproductions.com. You'll see why I stress that, as I had to tease her a bit about her website address.
Okay, and I guess it's unfortunate there's a website, lorimichaels.com.
Oh, yeah. I realized years ago that I shared the name with a porn star and also with a folk singer. So, but I think it also is part of a great story, because when people say, hey, I looked you up and, you know, you're not the porn star, you're not the folk singer. And I think we're all getting each other a lot more attention than we would have if only one of us had the name.
Good attitude.
So I know for a fact I'm the only Dyke Diva, darlings.
I've got to hear you talk about Meet Me at the Party.
Oh, I love that song. Sasha Ames and I wrote that song, and we were in the studio, and that was such a fun one to do. I wish I had all the outtakes and all the tracks of really piecing that song together, because we had such a good time in the studio, and it was truly a party for us. And when we finally came out with that finished version, that song, Meet Me at the Party, is just a really, really fun track for me. I love the lines of just putting out there, I am the queen, the diva, honey, don't you know? You know, like it's very Dyke Diva-ish. It's very party girl. It's very join the party. Cause I think gay people in general just really know how to have a good time. And, to be gay for a day, I think everybody should do it.
Who is Sasha Ames?
Sasha Ames is a very, very good friend of mine. His real name is Christopher Livesey. We're just really good friends and on stage and off, and it was truly a pleasure to be able to share this album with him.
You want it? You got it? Well, all right.
Is that girl gay? Dick says there ain't no way. She looks so fly, guys wonder why, oh why. I never seem to look that deeply in their eyes.
Don't look this up, girl.
Don't care if it's wrong or right. I just came to strut my stuff and have a good time.
Let's party, y'all.
Pause, girl, put
White Castle.